Text 20 of chapter 4, canto 6. Chapter 4 is called the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, Swan's Secret Prayers. Interesting name. And so we have we had the beginning. Ten prachetas made Vishnu happy. He came and he said, "I am very happy by your friendship and cooperation. I'm so happy that even I'm giving all the blessings to you." And it's interesting, they asked for Krishna Katha. And not only you, but also anybody who remembers you, ten prachetas, in the evening, will also be friendly, harmonious, and cooperative, and love everybody as a brother and sister. So, yeah. So these ten wonderful persons come out and become so angry that they start burning the world. You understand it? I don't. And Prajapati takes birth from them because he didn't like his goat head. He thought it's not fashionable. He did austerity till death. Takes birth and generates all our fathers and mothers for generations. And but before this, he has also to do austerity. And what is his austerity? The Hamsa Guhya prayers. So let us chant text. So first with the mind. In 19, in the mind he has created. He had a clear plan. He had a clear picture of what he's doing. Not everything went according to his plan, but he had a plan. So text 20. Tam abrimhitam alokya. Prajasargam prajapati vindyapadan upavrajyan sochara dushkaram tapa. Tam, that abrimhitam, not increasing. You can recognize Brahman is the same, from the same root, big. So Brahman means big or absolute, and abrimhita means not becoming big. Alokya, seeing. Prajasargam, the creation of the living entities. Prajapati, Daksha, the generator of living entities. You want to be a generator of living entities? Not all, but many. You have to decide. Vindhyapadan, the mountains near the Vindhya mountain range. Upavradya, going to. Saha, he. Acharat, executed. Dushkaram, very difficult. Tapaham, austerities. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. But when Prajapati Daksha saw that he was not properly generating all kinds of living entities, he approached a mountain near the Vindhya mountain range, and there he executed very difficult austerities. So this was his service, and he saw it doesn't go according to his plan, so he switches to plan B. And plan B is austerity. Okay, so there is no purport here, we'll read a few more. 21. Tatra ghamarshanam nama tirtham papaharam param upasprishyanu savanam tapasa toshayadharim. Near the mountain was a very holy place named Agha Marshana, literally cleaning the sin. There, Prajapati Daksha executed ritualistic ceremonies and satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari by engaging in great austerities to please him. Tapasa atoshayat. He satisfied Harim, Hari. Is Daksha a positive character in the Bhagavatam? Huh? I didn't hear. Somebody said something, I think, intelligent. So, half-half you said it. Pola-pola, yeah. he's a character, definitely. So it says here, he pleased Hari. Would we like to please Hari? But would you like to be written down as somebody who curses Shiva, who go down into history, somebody who pleased Hari and then cursed Shiva and then cursed Narada? Would you like to be in the history like this? No, I wouldn't. You're not sure. As long as I'm in the Bhagavatam. We have many guys in the Bhagavatam who... Okay, again, no pervert. 22. We have some description of his austerities. Also quite interesting. So all that we have about his austerities is the japa of prayer. And we have some Shridhar Swami's commentaries from Brahma Samhita, maybe also other places, that this is the most powerful austerity, mantra focus. Because you actually surrender not just the body, but also your consciousness and what in bhakti, ego, the ego. Apparently you can go and take it back afterwards, as we can see. So 22. Astau siddham saguhye na bhagavantam adhokshajam tubhyam tad abhidasyami kasya tushadyathadhari. My dear king, my dear performance of the Bhagavatam austerity in the morning of the Sunday after Brajice Harinam and Vyasa Puja of Chandramali Maharaj. Shukadeva Goswami says, I shall fully explain to you the Hamsa Guhya prayers which were offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Daksha. And I shall explain how the Lord was pleased with him for those prayers. We have a short purport. It is to be understood that the Hamsa Guhya prayers were not composed by Daksha, but were existing in the Vedic literature. So he was not the author. So there are many prayers. And the Bhagavatam is amazing. You can find a prayer for every sentiment, every need, every blessing. Bhagavatam, as Prabhupada says, every blessing you can get from Krishna personally. How do you think? Is there any blessing you cannot get from Krishna personally? Are there blessings you cannot get from Krishna? Yeah, which? Well, in the world you have millions of butchers, so how do you think, and they go study also. And so even that is fulfilled, maybe not by Krishna personally, but by Paramatma, Sankarsana. So maybe he doesn't do this happily, but still, as the, how does Ishupanishad say? Yatha tatha that from time immemorial he fulfills desires of everyone. From yatatata vidadhate vidadhata. So all the blessings come from him. So same, every blessing you can get from the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada initiated one butcher, if you remember this story, and he said that whatever you have done, that you be sorry about, repent, ask for forgiveness, but don't sin more. Make no more sins. That's all. So that's what he said. That I remember in my first ashram we had a neighbor, a butcher from some other place, and devotees told him, chant Hare Krishna. And he was coming and saying, thank you so much, because I couldn't sleep in the night. But now I come home and I say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I fall asleep. So is it good or is it bad? It's transcendental. It's the glory of the holy name. As Tulsidas he says in his Ramacharitamanasa that, O sadhus, just think for yourself, who is more powerful? Lord Ram built one bridge, liberated one Sita, one Ahalya. But his name builds a bridge for every living entity and liberates millions and millions of living entities in this world. So I'm not saying, you decide who is more powerful. So who is more powerful? Krishna or his name? Yes, but his name is more merciful and more accessible. Hare Krishna. Anyway, maybe I shall finally approach my ambition of how many, 12, 15 years to do it. Still not 10 minutes, but at least not 1 hour. And yes, the start of the prayers from Tuesday or whenever. Questions? Ha ha. Comments. So what austerity did Daksha do? Which tapasya did Daksha do? Perform? Prayers. Yes, thank you. One person couldn't sleep because she was translating. And prayers, yes, that was his austerity. Did he please Hari? He pleased, yes. Did he run into trouble afterwards? Yes, he ran into trouble afterwards still. So there are different modes of devotional service, and we still have to work on our advancement, check our motives, check our mind, check our goals. You always have a question.
Why is the lecture shorter?
It's an experiment. No, 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 not an experiment. It's a training exercise. Because the last decade or dozen years, I think, okay, tomorrow I will give a short class. And I could never do this. It always goes for at least 40 minutes. Of course, today also it's no success. I wanted to give 10 minutes. But you can see Prabhupada gives 7 minutes classes sometimes. Maybe when everybody has fallen asleep already, he thinks, okay. Not Arabic. You don't need Shahrazade. In the Bhagavatam, Parikshit. As soon as Shukadev Goswami stops, then Parikshit says, Prabhu, but how about this one? If you want.
How is mantra the greatest austerity, as it said here? I mean, because we usually tend to think, because you surrender your ego, as you said, but...
Yes.
But can we do it in more painful way in some other way, surrendering
our ego? Yes, we can. We can chant japa together with others. with a creaking floor. Is no longer available here. Fortunately, it's good. Meaning, chant mantra and also humbly, with respect, and without, and then you achieve success, and then you still are amanina, still humble. Then you, by that, you achieve more success, and again you are humble. Okay, then they give you more success. And then you become proud. And then you again surrender and become humble. So that's how. This is the secret of success. Because you can see Daksha achieved great success. I mean, Krishna came to him personally. And still he could not tolerate Narada's actions, preaching. Could not tolerate Narada's preaching. This is one of the surprising things, which somehow I didn't quite notice when I read the Bhagavatam, but it comes out clearly in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar. Do we have it translated into, like, Croatian, for example? I think we have many books in Croatian translated. Do we have? Anybody knows? Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Anyway, I heard... In 1992, I heard a class by Shachinandan Swami given in, I think then it was Yugoslavia.
2 years
ago. But it still existed.
Yeah, Yugoslavia still exists.
Yes. I'm not saying here. I'm saying, anyway, somewhere around here. Maybe in Croatia, I don't know, not Slovenia. Talavan gave me from, he's from Split, I think, no? Talavan. He gave me a class by Shachinandan Swami where he gives the full story of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar going from planet to planet and to Krishna. And there, in every stage, Gop Kumar meets Krishna first as the deities three times, Shalagram, then as a king, then Jagannath Puri, and he's in ecstasy. Then as Indra he meets Vamana, then as Brahma he meets before Brahma he sees Yajna Purusha coming from the fire. Then as Brahma he sees Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. At every level he sees Krishna. And I was wondering that, because before we join sometimes we think you see Krishna, finished, all obtained. But there are degrees of further development and perfection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it's not about seeing Krishna, but the mood how you see Krishna. So the same way he says, don't try, that's what Bhaktisiddhanta ji, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So with devotion and love. See Krishna for him, for his pleasure. And there are degrees, unlimited degrees of love. So therefore also here, he saw, in the same with mantra. So mantra also, you can go deeper, 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 and more surrender to Krishna. At least Sridhar Swami point. You see, Brahma creates the universe. So tapasya gives power. And this chanting attentively was enough for Brahma to create the whole universe. Like if you want to create something, you need some juice of energy. Right? So you can chant. In the second canto, Prabhupada says, even today, you can get the same power by chanting the same mantra. We actually have the same mantra as Brahma. Chanted. And his time was also about, like, japa time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Panchatattva ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nida Gopremanande, Hari Hari O.